Some data modeling approaches do not allow for one-to-one relationships, and in these cases, it is suggested that the two entities are merged. The merged entity is then given a new name, and the identifier, attribute or set of attributes used to identify the entity, is chosen from one of the original entities. The identifier created first is typically used to identify the merged entity. For example, suppose the order and invoice entities were merged. In that case, the identifier for the order entity is most likely to be the chosen identifier, since the order is created before the invoice.